Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, Christmas is just 2 days away. It's time for family, friends, faith, and a gift or two. Well, tonight, as we always do this time of year, we ask our listeners about their best Christmas memories. Yeah, I took you way back with that Jackson 5 stuff. Their best gifts and their absolute worst gifts ever. We also want you to share the things you don't want to see under the Christmas tree. Joining us to share their thoughts are sports and entertainment executive Sharmell McMillan, president of Shartown Entertainment, and Lachelle Wooten, life coach and social-emotional wellness expert. And you, the listener, time to have a little fun. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Lachelle and Sharmell, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Hello.
How are you?
Happy holidays.
That's right. Ho, 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 and all of this. Oh, boy, I am really looking forward to it. But this, I've got to get some housekeeping stuff out of the way real quick. Lachelle, have you been naughty or nice this year?
Always nice in a very naughty way.
Oh, my. Sharmell, well, we know about Sharmell.
Wait a minute. What is going on, sir? Assumptions. I am clutching my 20 pearls.
Yes, as always. Naughty or nice, Sharmell?
I'm always nice, and you know it, Harold.
That's true. All you always are nice. We have to dig a little bit deeper with Lachelle, nice in a naughty way. That may be another show. So, look. Lachelle, let me start with you, and we'll start off with the nice stuff, and we'll get down to the gifts and everything else. But as I said, I want to take people back a bit to think about some of their best Christmas memories. It could have been as recently as last year, or it may have been 20, 30, 40 years ago. What's your best Christmas memory?
Oh, I have so many. I mean, I had a lot of phenomenal Christmas memories as a child. My parents were great on surprising. But as an adult, you know, when I thought about this topic, I was thinking about how the experience gifts have always been the best ones.
Experience gifts? What do you mean?
Yes, gifts. When people gifted me experiences. So opportunities to do something with the people I know and love and care about versus something material, right? So, you know, one of the best gifts I remember receiving was a full 3-day date, which involved the theater, restaurants, a cruise down a river. It was just delightful to be sort of unplugged from life, and just do things that were really nourishing and gave me the opportunity to get to know myself in a relaxed state better and get to know the person I was with.
How long ago was that? How long
ago? That was about, I'm going to say, about 10 years ago.
Wow, 10 years. Wow, that's one of those babe, pack your bag kind of gifts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And surprise. Surprise are great gifts for me, too. Getting the unexpected.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Where is he? Never mind.
He's still cruising down the river.
Why did I know that? Why did I know that? Well, Sharmell, can you top that? Wow.
Well, I would go all the way back till I was 5 years old, and I actually started off my book, Just One Thing, talking about that particular life-changing moment. When I was four, my mom came to me and said, do you want to play piano or do you want to be a dancer? And I said, I want to play piano like Dad on the Young and the Restless. And so once you want to know why I was watching Young and the Restless, but that's a whole other story. But she said, okay, well, if you take it seriously, I'm going to give you this little tabletop organ. If you take it seriously for a year, I will get you a piano. Your father and I will get you a piano. And so that year came. I wasn't sure I was going to get the piano. I got everything ready for Santa Claus, the cookies, the hot chocolate, everything. I was going to sleep on that couch in the living room and wait for Santa to come and bring my piano. And I asked my mom, I said, well, how's he going to get here? He comes down with a chimney. We don't have a chimney. So we gave him a special key. So I got on that couch and I was sitting up, and as far as I knew, I was awake the whole night. I woke up the next morning. And there was a piano in the living room. How Santa Claus got that piano past me on that couch? He's magical.
And absolutely. So
all these years later, I still have that upright piano. And on that piano was a jewelry box from my favorite uncle, who has transitioned now. But I still have that jewelry box, and I still have that piano after all these years. I have a grand in my living room, but right below that, I have that upright.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah, that. You know, it's one thing, you know, when we talk about Christmas and the magic of that holiday, and when you're just a little kid, you know, I can't necessarily, you know, beat Lachelle. Ooh. But
yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah. Wow, we need to take her coaching class. But I think, you know, I try to distinguish between memories and gifts, but in Lachelle's case, that was it all wrapped up in one or three, as it were. Mm-hmm. But I think my best memory of Christmas was something that as a child we did every single year, which we had a fireplace, and we would always start lighting the fireplace on Thanksgiving Day if the weather allowed, if it was cold enough. But that the fireplace was always lit on Christmas Eve, and you know there was you know music on the stereo. I'm telling my age now because a lot of folks don't even know what a stereo is. But
8-track player,
right? Well, yeah, you're telling your age, but yeah. And listening, you know, not only just watching the fire, but just kind of listening and the crackling and all of that. And I think, you know, that, you know, for someone, you know, who grew up in the 70s, that was some middle class stuff right there.
you know?
That's some middle class black stuff.
But you're talking about the experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was an experience. Now, the gift was, I think, the best gift that I received. I think I was, I think I was maybe junior high school, maybe even high school, 10th grade or something like that, where my parents bought me my first single lens reflex camera, my first real camera.
And real camera.
Yeah, the real deal, which really was one of the first steps into the journey that led me to do what I do today.
Wow.
I always liked to write, but that was something that I always wanted to be a photojournalist, and I had that camera for many, many years. And I remember when I opened it, I jumped up and I screamed and I ran around the house. I mean, yeah,
wow.
It was just, and I think that, again, like Lachelle's situation, it wasn't just a gift. It was certainly a memory that was created. And that's what we're talking about tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Your best Christmas memory, your best gift. Also, yes, I would indeed like to hear about your worst Christmas gift. I'm definitely interested in hearing something that you don't mind sharing. Then you can change the name to protect the innocent and the guilty. 202-319-7810. D, calling from Arlington, Virginia. Hey, D, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hi, I am still enraged.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be cathartic for me. So I'm not changing names. My family cannot give out gifts. We had a year where I said, okay, everybody, I have five sisters and a brother. I know we don't have a lot of money. Let's just give like a gift from the heart, something that has meaning. And so we all made plans. Everybody was so happy. Okay, we're all going to get like gifts that have meaning. Doesn't have to be worth anything. And so I had given my gifts out. Everybody's so excited and happy. And the gifts I got, I can't even remember them because they were so awful. But my older sister, who I am not along, getting along with, and really I think this might have precipitated it, gave me a fat dress. And I was trying
to
lose weight. A what? And I was at the gym. Like,
wait a minute. Hold on. She gave you a what?
She gave me one of those jean dresses. That's a fat dress.
What's a fat dress?
It's like a dress. It's like a shapeless jean dress that you give to like people that has a lot of give in it. And it's like almost looks like coveralls, but it's like a long dress.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't believe it. And one of my sisters gave me like a pot. And I was like, I live in a high rise. Downtown Chicago. So what am I going to do with a pot? What am I going to do? After that, I said, you know what? And then I said, I'm going to start having my best Christmases ever. I started leaving town and going overseas.
Wow.
So my best Christmas.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I started going with my friends, and I said, okay, my best Christmas was we took a trip, and we went to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand.
Oh,
and
lovely.
And Christmas, the 3 days of Christmas on in a nice like villa.
Uh-huh.
On the beach, like steps from the water.
Did you see Lachelle there?
On the Nile River.
Right.
It was awesome. And we flew business class on Emirates, and they were awesome. And I said, that is how you have Christmas.
Without a
These
doubt.
These relatives of mine cannot give gifts. I cannot handle it.
Well, Dee, I hope that this Christmas you can top that. Thank you so much for sharing. Man, that's, wow. God, wow, thank you so much. Lachelle, she outdid you.
Yes.
She really outdid you. My
Without
goodness.
Without question.
But you know, Charmel, did you hear the shade when she said she gave her a fat dress and a pot?
Yes, I did. I also heard when she said shipless. I was like, not shipless.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my.
She had a lot of adjectives for her family members and their homemade gifts.
Right. I mean, and I'm wondering what the symbolism of the pot was. Was it that she can cook, or maybe she should not cook as much, or maybe she
those
can't
are the
cook?
Gifts, though. Those are the gifts that people, those are some of the worst gifts that people give you to help you be in service to them.
Wow. Well, I never thought about that.
I'm a cook, so if someone gave me something that I really wanted for the kitchen, I wouldn't be offended. But like for my mom and, you know, other relatives and stuff, I don't give them household stuff because that's not personal. Agreed.
You know what? I think you make an excellent point because years ago, I guess, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, I was given a cast iron frying pan.
Hmm.
Now,
do you cook a lot?
I do. And very well. And probably better than you. But
I'm sure.
But
probably not better than me, though. You two win hands down. If you put me in the ring, I'm going to sit on the side and cheer you on.
But, you know, on the surface, you know, like I mentioned it to my friends, I remember years ago, and it was like, cast iron fire. What kind of gift? And then they kind of did a double take, and they realized who they were talking to.
Right.
And for someone who really likes to cook from scratch,
it's a phenomenal gift. Yes.
It is a lifelong gift.
Yes.
If you take care of it, so you know sometimes you have to look a little deeper.
Right, but that's about knowing who you're buying for.
Absolutely.
The thoughtfulness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have loved that. I know when my grandmother passed away, she was from Wadesboro, North Carolina. All I wanted was her cast iron skillet.
Mm.
And because wow. It was seasoned, and she passed away at 86. So that skillet must have been over 70-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
And every wow. morning she would cook breakfast. So it was seasoned. It had the black and the all that mm-hmm. was naturally nonstick. And, I mean, it was beautiful. And I can't find it. I'm hoping it's in my storage somewhere when I sold my first house. And so I'm hoping it's there. But that was the only thing I wanted.
Yeah.
You know, that's where she taught me how to cook. You know, and that's also where my favorite Christmas memories were, Wadesboro, North Carolina, Anson County, now home of The Color Purple. Yes, my family is the Bennetts, where The Color Purple was filmed.
Oh, my.
Farms.
Oh.
Yeah, so way down there. And so that's all I wanted, that cast iron skillet.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're asking you to share your best Christmas memories, also your best Christmas gifts that you've received, and the absolute worst gift that you've received. If you have a comment that you want to share with us, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Chico, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Chico. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy Xmas to all of y'all. When I was
turn your radio down, Chico. I hear me in the background, but go right ahead.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm vision impaired.
That's right, that's right. But please continue.
When I was 2 years old, 2 years old, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would like go. This is an old memory. I would go downstairs when we had the tree up. Go downstairs, I wouldn't open anything, but I would just go down there, just touch the presents, I wouldn't open them, and then I quickly run upstairs to my room, and then, because most of my Christmas presents are in Braille, they have,
mm-hmm.
like, Braille tags on them, so
right.
I know which ones are mine, so I just touch the gifts to see which ones are mine. I do a little peeking. I don't open stuff. I wait till the actual Christmas day to open stuff. So I quickly ran up to my room, and then I just go up and play Christmas music, and I'm saying Christmas is not really about the gifts. It's not about the tree. It's about God and about the little manger scene and the nativity thing. So that's my
memory. Well, thank you so much. And I think one of the things you hit on a great point, because in the very beginning I said it's about, you know, faith, family, friends, and a gift or two. And so I think that is a really unique and wonderful experience and memory that you shared with us, Chico. So thank you so much. Carmen from Capitol Heights, we're going to talk to you next. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your best Christmas memory, your best gift, your worst gift. We're even going to talk about re-gifting. We'll be back in just a moment. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. This discussion continues on Sirius XM, channel 141, in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, and we do this every year right around this time. We ask our listeners about their best Christmas memories, their best gifts, and their absolute worst gifts ever. And we want you to share those things with us that you don't want to see under the tree. Joining us again, of course, to share their thoughts. Our sports and entertainment executive, Sharmell McMillan, president of Shartown Entertainment, and Lachelle Wooten, life coach and social-emotional wellness expert. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Carmen calling from Capitol Heights. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. First, I think I need to start with what might have been considered the worst Christmas that we had.
Sure.
Because we have a blended family. And unfortunately, my husband and I had separated, but we kept the family unit intact, visitations over the holidays and things like that. But this particular, one particular year, I happened to have been evicted, or almost evicted, and had to immediately move the first week of December. So I was scrounging around trying to figure what to do for Christmas and still expected visitation. So when Christmas Day came, I explained to my family, we cannot be materialistic this year. This is the year that we're going to find out what Christmas is all about. It's about love and unity and family. So we were blessed to have more than enough food. Everybody had every special thing that they wanted to eat. We had enough gifts. We didn't splurge, but we covered all the needs and the desires that were there. And then on top of that, one of our sons, who we hadn't seen for about 5 years, happened to pop up in the middle of the snowstorm. So we were all together for about 4 or 5 days, hadn't seen each other that period of time, didn't have enough, a lot materialistically, but we had love, unity, and family, and that made it the best Christmas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, I like that. That, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that story on Hallmark, because that's exactly what it sounds like, one of those Hallmark Christmas stories. Carmen, thank you so much for sharing with us. You know, I also, before we get into the bad gifts, I have to ask, Lachelle, what is your opinion about re-gifting?
Well, I have a couple of opinions, but my primary opinion is if you receive a gift that isn't really considerate of who you are, it's a thought, but it may not be thoughtful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer that the gift go to someone who it actually may be thoughtful to them than the person who received the gift to just throw it away. Right? And not make use of it in some way. So I think re-gifting is okay, as long as it's not something that is really true to who you are, right? Like the skillet. If someone gave you a skillet, which is so true to who you are and what you love to do, for you to re-gift something like that would not be great. But if someone gave you something that was really just so they could give you something but didn't really appeal to anything about who you are and what you enjoy, I think gifts like that are okay to re-gift.
I'm keeping my skillet now.
Of course.
I'm definitely keeping it. Sharmell, what do you think about re-gifting?
I'm not a fan of re-gifting, simply because, you know, I'm at my parents' house now, as I was telling you earlier, Harold. I was always taught to be appreciative. No one owes you anything. Mm-hmm. And so when people give me a gift, I'm grateful that they thought of me. And so I will keep it for a while, even if it's not my cup of tea, and, you know, eventually donate it or something like that. But I'm not going to wrap it up and give it to someone else. I'll hold it for sentimental values maybe for a year or two and then, you know, donate it somewhere, you know, where they're needy families or something like that. But I'm not going to re-gift it and, you know, wrap it up and give it to someone else. I'm not going to do that.
You know, I just thought about something that's really not a bad idea. If you receive a gift that you don't think particularly fits who you are, hopefully it is a gift that you can donate. If for, you know, for the Lachelles of the world, if you decide to re-gift, I would I would probably warn you not to hold on to it for a couple of years and then re-gift it if it's one of those kinds of gifts, because the danger, Lachelle, is that you re-gift it to the person that gave it to you.
Your memory has to be sharp. For sure.
Can you imagine?
I can. I know that has happened.
Really?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I have a friend I grew up with who had a closet of gifts. She was a person who really was quite minimalistic. And she had a big family, and they were big on gift giving, so she would always get a bunch of gifts that she would typically not end up using. And then every holiday season or birthday would come around, she'd go to her regifting closet and pick something that she thought was suitable to whoever the gift was intended for, and a few times regifted the person with the same thing they gave her.
Mm. Gosh.
Now, Harold, can I say something?
Yes, please.
My mom does not re-gift, but this is what she does, because I buy really expensive paper and really nice gift bags for every occasion.
Mm-hmm.
She's so careful opening it. I was like, don't do that, because do not hand it back to me the next time you give me a gift. she re-papers. She re-gift bags, but she does not re-gift. But she will I will see that gift bag again.
Well, you can tell your mother that she's probably trying to save those North Carolina spruce trees.
Yes, I mean, so she's taking it off. All careful and removing the tape. I was like, do not hand this back to me for the next occasion.
What is it with mothers who are always, you know, they just are very, very careful. They just peel back the tape. They don't want to ruin the package. And
she's going to use it again. That's why she's being careful, because she's going to use it again. That's why. She's like, the bow is so pretty. But then she uses it again.
You know, I also wanted to ask you, this also just occurred to me, and I'm sure you saw this story. I think it was last week. There was a nurse in Kentucky who was at an office gift exchange, and they played that white elephant game where you get to steal a gift, and someone stole her gift, and so she got to pick again, and she got the scratch offs, and she won $175,000.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So if you were the person who
stole it from,
who either. Okay, she didn't steal. She repicked.
She repicked.
She repicked because someone stole from her. But here's the thing: if you gave that gift, the scratch offs, is it Trey Take to ask for a finder's fee, Lachelle?
I think it is, but I also think it'd be nice to share a little bit of that winnings with the person who brought the gift. But I don't think it's a gift, right? It's like any other gift.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot ask for gifts back, even in a court of law. For example, engagement rings are considered a gift. Even if the person doesn't go through with the marriage, the giver of the ring cannot ask for it back because it is a gift.
So, I definitely believe that.
For it, but it would be nice as the winner of the scratch-off to share something with the person who brought that gift.
Yeah, which is why, you know, one would hope that if you give someone an engagement ring, that you make sure it's paid off. Because if things go south, if
you don't want that bill to last longer than the relationship.
Yeah, how about that? Because if she decides that you're not the one, but she keeps the ring.
But your ring is fun.
Right.
Yeah, that's painful.
Yeah, but more than you know. Charmel, do you ask for a little something crisp and green? This is the season for giving. If you've given those scratch offs and the person who won $175,000, come on, it's the season of giving.
If I give it to them, I'm probably not going to give them a scratch off or a lottery ticket or anything. But if I do, that's their money. Don't tell me you won, though. Don't do that, because we're going to have confusion. But just go win and be quiet. You know what I mean? Don't tell me. Right. Don't call me. Like, girl, guess what? Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Gosh. I think I wouldn't ask, but if I bought the scratch-offs and someone else won, because you know that is the purpose of you buying them, is that you want them to win. But if they won that kind of money, I would leave the room. I'd say, look, I'm because I would not be able to keep a poker face.
Yeah, that would be a hard one to keep a straight face on.
Yeah, that would be really be rough. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about your best Christmas memories, your best Christmas gifts, and your worst Christmas gift. So, Charmel, let's start with the bad gift. What is the worst gift that you've ever received?
Okay, I've gotten two worst gifts, two different people.
Wow.
My first relationship from Morgan State University. I won't say his name right now.
Yeah, let's not put him out there.
I won't tag him.
But wait a minute, were you in college?
Yes, I was in college.
Well, you can't expect so much. I mean, college students are poor. But anyway, go ahead.
I wasn't expecting a lot, but I wasn't expecting this either. It was a cross-eyed stuffed animal. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Why it was a this? What?
Oh, a cross-eyed stuffed animal.
A cross-eyed
stuffed... Not cross-eyed. Yes. And a stuffed animal in college?
Yes.
Like, come on. It was cross-eyed, though. I like stuffed animals, but why does he have an impairment? Why is my stuffed animal...
Were you living in the dorm?
Yeah, I lived in Argonne.
Yeah, so was... Yes. So was it a big one?
Yeah, it was big. It was maybe about 18 inches.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those human-sized ones. Where are you going to put that in the dorm? You know.
And so, yeah, I had that. And then the other worst gift, I was an adult, I think. Like, you know, maybe shortly after college. I don't remember who did it, because I tried to forget them and the experience. But they gave me a fruitcake. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, first of all, this isn't even real fruit. Why are we doing this? I don't like fruitcakes. I think this is an outlawed years ago. And I think people should be, you know, probably like tarred and feathered or something if they give out fruitcakes for Christmas. So that's just my opinion. No offense to people who like fruitcake.
Well, you could have used it as a doorstop or a... A paperweight.
Man, that thing stayed there. What'd you say?
I said doorstop or paperweight.
Something. I threw it out immediately.
But hold on, though.
I did not collect $200. I did not pass go. I just threw it in the trash.
Now, here's the thing, though, about fruitcake. I am not a fan of fruitcake unless it is Jamaican fruitcake.
Oh.
If you've ever had a Jamaican, I'm talking about fresh made Jamaican fruitcake. It's not like that stuff that you get at, you know, Target or wherever, where it's just a block.
With the clear plastic stuff.
Right.
Yeah, like little pieces of Lego in there. I don't know what that stuff is. But yeah, I don't like those.
No, you need to find some Jamaican friends who can make a Jamaican fruitcake. The taste is the same, but the texture and the cake the cake itself is moist. I mean, it's moist like, I don't know, like yellow cake or what have you. And the fruit is, you know, they soak the fruit, the dried fruit. Sometimes they soak it in rum.
Rum, wow.
And for those who don't imbibe, it's just real dried fruit. It is apps. Shout out to my island people.
Listen, the fact that you can make a fruit cake moist is already an accomplishment.
It's amazing.
Dry.
It is absolutely amazing. You can thank me now, thank me later. And you know, Lachelle, you're up in New York, right?
I am in North Carolina.
No, you're in North Carolina now.
Yes, I used to be in New York.
Me too.
Well, you all have got to go up to New York. You know, find your Caribbean folks up there.
Yes, I'll go to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and get a real you know,
Jamaican rum cake,
Caribbean. Okay. I mean, it's not just Jamaica.
No, I love the rum cakes. I don't like the fruit cakes.
Yeah. Yeah,
fruitcakes. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Duly noted.
Hey, look, I'm here to get you straight. Now, what's the worst gift that you've ever received, Lachelle?
Wow. Okay, the worst gift was actually from a very sweet aunt of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 24, and she gave me a sweatshirt with iron-on letters, like it was 1981, and it had literally an iron-on sweatshirt with my name diagonally across the front, and then a bunch of different iron-on symbols, like there was a bird, there was a moon, I think there was a turtle. It was out of style, one, and it was out of my age range, two. And for some reason, she thought, I don't even know if she got this made at the time that she gave it to me when I was in my 20s, but for some reason, she thought that this was going to be sort of my most prized possession of my wardrobe for the year to come. And I really didn't. I thanked her for it, but again, it was one of those moments where I was part stunned and part confused. I couldn't figure out how she got a shirt like this, like who still did it at the time. So I was grateful for the effort, but it was really the worst gift. And then she wanted me to wear it and take a photo in it
did
with her the following month at her birthday party.
Did you do that?
I did not.
You didn't?
Listen, we're talking about family photos to go down in history.
What kind of niece are you?
Listen, I am one who wants to be remembered in a way. Anyone who didn't know me, I thought of my grandchildren thinking, wonder why my grown-up grandmother is wearing this shirt with these children decals as a grown woman at this family event. So I did not wear it. And she was okay with it because she thought I looked cute anyway. But yeah, that had to be the worst gift. It was confusing to me. But I was, you know, she's sweet, but I don't know what made her think that was something
that was suitable.
She
wanted to make sure you didn't regift it.
Probably not.
She's not regifting
this. There was no way to regift that.
But hold on, Lachelle, you know, because I'm always trying to dig just a little deeper. So you said there was a bird on it, there was a moon, there was a turtle.
I think a turtle.
Okay.
Not a turtle.
So, yes, a turtle. So let's start with the turtle. You know what they say, slow and steady wins the race.
Apparently, maybe that was the message.
That's right.
She wanted me to pace myself through life.
Exactly. And then there's a moon. So she was probably saying, you're my favorite niece. You are my moon and
I
my
love
stars.
You, right, to the moon and back.
And to the moon and back.
Yes.
And she said, you're a bird, and so I
Maybe
want you to fly
spread
high.
Wings,
spread your wings adult. And fly high. That's right. You better
you
dig.
You are really doing well.
Hey, look, you need to dig that rascal up.
I have no idea where that is.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ann, calling from Silver Spring. Ann, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. Happy holidays to everyone.
Same to you.
I just want to talk about a not-so-good Christmas gift that I was given.
Go ahead.
My sister went to the dollar store, and she got me a white platter, not even a clear platter. It was white, and it had a turkey on it. And that was my gift from her to me.
From your sister?
From my sister.
So how's your relationship with your sister?
I don't know. I haven't gotten over that platter yet.
Oh, my gosh. Is she still with us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is.
Are you going to see her this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you need to remind her about that.
That's a
re-gifting
moment.
Yeah, and maybe I'll think of one of the good thing gifts that I've got for Christmas. But I thought that was just outrageous.
That was a bit much. And look, happy holidays to you. And
thank you.
I hope that you get something better from your sister this
thank
week.
Thank you. Same to you all.
Man, oh, man. Every year I tell this story, and okay. So I'm sure our listeners have heard this, and this is the absolute worst Christmas gift I've ever received.
Okay.
These were friends of a friend. This was years ago, and they may be standing outside every time I tell this. You know how you meet people and you kind of bond with them, you know, at a later stage in life, you know, you're an adult. So you don't always pick up a lot of new friends as
right.
you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But, and these were folks who were, you know, my age. I mean, we were all in our 40s, you know, successful couple, very, very good people.
Okay.
And I got a gift, which I certainly was not expecting. And I opened it up, and inside...
Uh-oh.
It was a box. And I guess it was approximately, maybe 15 inches high. It was...
I am on the edge of my...
Oh gosh, I know. It was a... I don't know. It was like a music box kind of, but it was on a pedestal, and on top of the black pedestal cylinder, but on top was a guy sitting on a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
What?
Yes, with a leather jacket and a helmet.
What?
And
well, let's unpack it.
Oh, I'm not through. Wait a minute. I'm hold on. I'm not through yet.
Uh-oh.
But in a snow globe.
No.
Not a snow globe.
Yes, in a snow globe.
You said a cylinder, music box, a Harley Davidson guy on a motorcycle.
In a snow globe. And of course.
That's funny.
And it would spin. I don't remember what the music was. Easy Rider. Who knows?
Not Easy Rider.
And I'm just wondering what would have possessed you? And see, we go back to that whole re-gifting thing.
Yeah.
I know you all did not go out and shop for me with that gift.
And if you did, where did you find something like this?
They spent
some money, because you're not just going to walk into a store and find that.
No.
It was really, really bad.
Perhaps it was a collector's item.
No.
They dropped some paper on that, because I've never seen anything like that, and I travel all the time.
No, they
dropped some money on it.
The person who gave it to them before they gave it to me may have dropped some paper on it.
Right.
But
I think it was re-gifted.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the re-gifting closet situation.
Wow, that was tight. Let me go back to the phone lines. Brian calling from Baltimore. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Hey.
Yes, my worst gift ever. I'm going to say, I'm sorry, first of all, I apologize. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Happy
sure, go right ahead.
I'm sorry. So my worst gift ever, and I will never forget it to this day, and listen to me. As soon as I picked up the phone, my brother-in-law knew exactly what it was. Now, I don't know, I'm not sure whether it was my wife then, which is my ex-wife now, or was my girlfriend, but I will never forget.
Now, wait a minute. You don't know which one? Okay, go ahead.
I'm really not sure.
That's already problematic.
Yes, it is. But you heard what I said. My ex-wife, right?
Right, exactly.
So we got that part straight. Yeah. We got that right. So she went around Security Boulevard. I didn't go with her. I mean, it's Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to Dee's, this store called Dee's, which is Bootleg Ross. It's owned by Ross. It's under Ross.
Oh,
and guess me. Got me a couple of sweaters for Christmas, and all of them were extra mediums.
Extra mediums.
I was so furious. You know what I did?
What?
I put one of them on. And I wore it to our family Christmas gathering, as we do every year, have a good time. And believe you me, they rolled the sugar honey iced tea out of her. Yes, they did. And I'm sitting up there, I was laughing and mad at the same time. Yes, I was. But I really can't remember the best gift other than always be with my family. Yeah. Always be my family for Christmas.
That's always a good gift.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I would never forget that Christmas, though, for that this extra medium shirt.
Extra medium.
And I wore it intentionally, and it was almost at my my elbows. I'm serious. And I put it on too.
Wow.
I wanted her to catch you.
Well, Brian, look, thank you for that. I got a chuckle out of that. Extra DDs and extra medium. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. So, Charmel, the best gift that you've ever given?
Oh, the best gift I've ever given?
It's a family show. Remember,
you know what?
Show.
I'm not messing with you, Harold.
Yes,
no, but I think probably a cruise to my parents. You know, I like to, you know, help them travel and send them places. So probably a 7-day cruise. I think it was that particular one. I've sent them all out of them. I think the Christmas gift was to Belize or something like that.
Mm.
So they really enjoyed that. Yeah.
Wow. That's, you know,
I give good gifts.
Golly, we need to be better friends. Lachelle. The best gift that you've ever given. Lachelle doesn't give gifts. Is that what it is?
Do we get disconnected?
Right, exactly. You know,
I'm here.
She'll take a cruise to the islands.
And... very similar. I threw my mom a 7-day cruise 60th birthday party with 30 of our family and friends, all surprised. She had no idea until the day of. The only downside was I had just had my son about 3 months earlier, and he was 5 days too young to get on a cruise, so I couldn't go.
Mm.
But she went on a 7-day cruise with 30 of our family and friends for her 60th birthday, which I treated her to and arranged for everyone to go to, and I think that was probably the best one. It was one of the best experiences of her life. She loved it.
Wow. Yeah, that, you know, one of the best gifts I've ever seen someone give was my father gave his parents a trip to Paris. And
oh, wow.
I thought it was really good because my grandfather had not been to Paris since World War II.
Wow.
And because he fought in the European theater of World War II, and after after France was liberated, you know, after D-Day, of course he spent some time there before returning home.
Wow.
And the only reason I remember that, because as you know, and I know Charmel knows this, you know, after losing my father this year, and I was going through his things, and I found a plastic bag, a clear plastic bag that had belonged to my grandmother with all of these keepsakes from that trip.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And I had to take a moment.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I had to take a moment. Well, look, I want to thank both of you for spending some time with us, warming our hearts because it's so cold outside.
And
the weather is really, really rough. So Charmel McMillan, Lachelle Wooten, thank you both for talking to us. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Take care of yourselves.
Happy holidays, Harold. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yes, stay warm and stay happy.
I will. Absolutely. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 23rd. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins-Wilson, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. I'm out of here until next year. Have a very safe and very merry Christmas. Good night.